From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. It's Bluegrass Tonight on Red Barn Radio with the music of Bill Likens and Intentional Grass. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 671st live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Bill Likens and Intentional Grass. His group embodies a unique combination of instrumental virtuosity and prolific talent. He has often been quoted as saying, "I grew up with bluegrass in my veins." With Bill tonight are Larry Unger on bass and vocals, Rick Hayes on mandolin and vocals, Lisa Rorick on vocals, and Trina Emig on banjo. Please welcome Bill Likens and Intentional Grass to the Red Barn stage.
Kentucky girl, I love some tonight. Kentucky girl, do you miss me? Is that old moonshine on the bluegrass as bright as it did on the night
you first kissed me?
In a valley beneath the mountain so high, a special place in all the world. In a cabin with the vines over the door, that's where I left my Kentucky girl, Kentucky girl.
Are you lonesome tonight,
Kentucky girl? Do you miss me? That old moonshine on the bluegrass as bright as it did on the night
you first kissed me.
Mm-hmm. Kentucky tonight, and a blue-eyed girl waits there, I know. I'm heading home now in the silvery moonlight with open arms. She waits, I know. Kentucky girl,
are you lonesome tonight?
Kentucky girl,
do you miss me?
Does that old moon shine
on the bluegrass as bright
as it did on the night
you first kissed me?
Kentucky girl,
are you lonesome tonight?
Kentucky girl,
do you miss me?
Does that old moon shine
on the bluegrass as bright
as it did on the night
you first kissed me?
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thank you, Renee. Folks, we have with us here tonight a gathering of some really fine bluegrass players. These folks hail from Ohio, and while they've only been together as Intentional Grass since 2018, they've been smack dab in the middle of the bluegrass scene in different capacities for many years, playing with different bands and all around and about. But they are Bill Likens and Intentional Grass, and we are glad to have you all here on Red Barn Radio tonight, Bill.
We're sure glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Bill is up front here singing with his sister, who is Lisa Rorick. I thought I would start by asking you all to tell us a little bit about your dad, because I know your dad had a huge impact on both of you. Could you tell us about Dale?
Absolutely. So we grew up listening to bluegrass music and listening to my dad play. And then when we finally got old enough, he wanted us to start playing and singing along with him.
Mm. Bill Likens.
I played several different things with the band throughout the years. I think a span of probably about 30 years. Our family band name back then was, and still is actually, it is still going, is Dale Likens and the Bluegrass Freightliners. We played a lot of the festivals and we just had a great time with that.
So the Freightliners is still an active entity?
We do still, Lisa, play some. My dad had a heart attack back in 2017.
Yeah.
And it kind of took a little bit of the wind out of his sail. He still comes over. We do a big jam in Monterey, Ohio every other Monday night, and he still comes over. He was just over there this past Monday night playing and singing with us, and he was up there sounding like his normal self, which was just fantastic.
Well, all right.
I wandered again to my home in the mountain, where in youth's early dawn I was happy and free. I looked for my friends, but I never could find them. I found they were all rank strangers to me.
Everybody I met seemed to be a rank stranger.
No mother nor dad,
no mother nor dad,
not a friend could I see,
not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name,
they knew not my name,
and I knew not their face,
and I knew not their faces. I found they were all rank strangers to me.
They've all moved away, said the voice of a stranger, to a beautiful home by the bright crystal sea. Some beautiful day I'll meet them in heaven, where no one will be a stranger to me.
Everybody I met seemed to be a rank stranger.
No mother nor dad,
no mother nor dad,
not a friend could I see,
not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name.
They knew not my name.
And I knew not their faces.
And I knew not their faces.
I found they were all.
I found they were all great strangers to me.
I found they were all.
I found they were all great strangers to me.
What instruments does your dad play?
Lisa Rorick.
My dad can play anything he touches.
Is that right?
I'm going to tell you. He is just one of those people. It's just in him. His instrument of choice is the mandolin, but he taught Bill to play. He taught everyone to, you know, not everyone here, but he's taught a lot of people to play over the years, and he's just an outstanding musician.
How old were you when the Freightliners became a thing?
When the Freightliners became a thing?
I'd say probably 12, 13 years old.
Probably, yes. We used to go to one of the band members' homes, and of course at that time we were just kids, so we would play along a little bit, but we'd go play because we were kids, and, uh-huh. and they had a band. But as the band evolved and time went by and things changed, we eventually got into it as well.
By the time you were a teenager, did both of you already know, you know, lots and lots of bluegrass standards and gospel standards?
We had to.
Oh, yeah, we had to. Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's kind of a funny story. I was actually playing bass with the band. Our banjo player went into the armed forces and left us. My dad come to me and he said, Billy said, We need a banjo player. He goes, why don't you jump over and play the banjo? And I said, well, Dad, I don't know how to play the banjo. He goes, yeah, but you will. He goes, I'll work with you. And we'll work. I'll work with you every night. So this show was 3 weeks out, by the way. Okay. So all I knew was the 7-count roll on the banjo. It's all I knew. So he worked with me every night when he came home from work. And I ended up playing that show and went on to play the banjo a couple years with the group after that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really cool experience.
And so do you consider yourself a banjo player?
Not necessarily, no. But, you know, I mean, I know enough to get myself in trouble, I guess I should say. Uh-huh. Nothing like Miss Trina here.
He's like my dad, though. He can play just about anything he touches.
Huh. Bill, do you have kids?
I do. I have two kids, two boys. One's 21. The other one's 18, both in college.
Okay.
And doing real well. We have a landscaping business also that we run. My youngest son runs that for us. And they both also play. My oldest plays the bass and the guitar, and my youngest plays the drum. He's a drummer. He wants to be a drummer, so he does the drum thing.
Yeah. No, but do both of them have a respect for bluegrass music?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'll be riding down the road with my youngest son, 18 years old, and he puts his playlist on, and a lot of it's bluegrass, which is kind of cool.
Two trees on the hillside of the mountain, always looking upward toward the sky. Reminds me of my papa and my mama, who lived there 80 years before they died. There's a bright moon shining on the valley. That old wagon leans against a stack of hay. Two graves on the hillside by a cabin, where my mom and dad are resting there today. Well, the burning of the greenwood on the fireplace and the falling snow around the redbud tree, and the branches of the laurel by the creek bed, and the rippling waters of a gentle stream. There's a bright moon shining on the valley. That old wagon leans against a stack of hay. Two graves on the hillside by a cabin, where my mom and dad are resting there today. talk about the old days when he and Mama first settled there. He spoke of the love of the mountains that he and Mama shared together there. There's a bright moon shining on the valley. That old wagon leans against a stack of hay. Two graves on a hillside by a cabin where my mom and dad are resting there today. Where my mom and dad are resting there today.
All right, thank you so much.
Hey, Lisa, when did you start playing together with Bill?
Well, just this past summer, actually. Yeah. It was just a turn of events. One of the vocalists had to go a work thing, and he was unable to continue. So he asked me if I might be able to help out.
I've been singing and playing with her for, you know, our whole lives. So yeah. She knew all the harmony songs, and I said, you know what? That seems like a pretty good fit. Would you be interested?
What's been your musical outlet up until now, if you haven't been playing, or have you been playing?
Well, I sing. I don't exactly have that gift of the playing of the music, but you know, we've certainly grown up around it for sure. But I had to sing or do something. I had to get in there somehow.
I'll tell you a funny little story. My dad, when we were real little, when we was just starting to play, my mom played the mandolin, my dad played the banjo, I played the guitar, and she played the bass. So we had a little thing, even while, you know, his other band was still going, but we did that. And he would move his foot and tell us what chord to be in. Like, this was G, C, and D. So he would move our foot so we'd know what chord to go into. So that's how long we've been playing together. So
the harmonies that you all do, you have Larry back there doing that bass vocal. Would we call that sort of a classic gospel music convention? Is that classic bluegrass?
Play bluegrass, country, and gospel. Matter of fact, this past Sunday night, we just played at a church out close to us, and we did a whole gospel set. So and Lisa, of course, is that higher tenor voice. She really gets in there and helps us out.
As I was listening, I was thinking, boy, that bass sound, that bass vocal, it does something really to set the music into a different space. You know, you hear a lot of sort of more contemporary bluegrass that drops that element.
They sound unique together. The trio is a little bit more unique than the traditional bluegrass three part.
Somewhere in my thoughts there lives a lady. She's walking back and forth across my mind, blocking out each chance of me forgetting, assuring me she'd be there for some time. Her golden hair is tied around my memories. The pain she left with me is here to stay. I'm doing all I can to go on living, and yet I die a little more each day. Die a little more each day. She lets me die a little more each day.
All right. Thank you so much.
I was exposed to bluegrass as a young child. My mother taught me how to play the guitar.
Larry Unger.
And basically started out with gospel, the old standard gospel numbers and so forth. And then back in the 70s, after my wife and our children was born, I took a real interest in getting involved in bluegrass. So I was involved in a couple different bands. I was also involved in Bill's father's band, Dale Likens and the Bluegrass Freightliners. I played bass with them for about 25 years, or maybe a little bit longer. I've been around it for years. Loved it as a kid. I used to listen to WCKY in Cincinnati at night.
Oh, right.
And there was Wayne Rainey Show. A lot of good basic gospel and bluegrass music. It was an interest that I had in just, it comes from the soul, I believe. Yes.
You always play upright bass. Have you ever played electric bass as well?
I can. I have an electric bass. When I was in high school, I played the double B flat tuba. And I've always been involved with bass.
You should add that into the band.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice to put in the band. But now it's something that comes natural, you know.
The bottom end.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, I remember when I was just little, Mama used to cook in an old black kettle on an old wood stove she'd had since she'd been wed. Well, the oven door was sprung a little bit, so she propped it up with the fork and stick. That didn't matter, 'cause Mama always kept us fed. My mom and daddy must have loved each other, 'cause I had 11 sisters and brothers, and the girls worked just as hard as the boys did. There was corn to hoe, so we'd go hoe it. We might have been poor, but we didn't know it. We'd heard the words, but we didn't know what it meant. But oh, we used to have such a good time. And the days that I knew then are the happiest I've known. Lord, didn't we have such a good time? It's sad to think the old black kettle's any better than when we'd get an occasional letter from kinfolk living up north in some big town. We'd think of all the games we'd play, and we just couldn't hardly wait when our city cousins said they's a coming down. Well, Mama done away with the old black kettle she used to cook in when I was just little, and the door ain't sprung on her electric range. That little old farm and home we had, it ain't there no more, and that's too bad. People are doing away with the simple things. But oh, we used to have such a good time, and the days that I knew then are the happiest I've known. Lord, didn't we have such a good time? It's sad to think the old black kettle's gone.
Old black kettle. We're going to do another Dolly Parton song. Lisa brought this one to us, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And she said, hey, let's see what you think about this song. And boy, I tell you, it's become one of my favorites. And it's called Silver and Gold, and it goes something like this.
Well, I met an old man walking down the street. His clothes were torn and tattered with sand on his feet, and I with silver and gold might buy you a home. But things of this world, they won't last you long. But you can live in a world where you'll never grow old. And things can't be bought there with silver and gold. Then he said to me, let's rest. Some good news to share with you, child. He said you can't change this old world, but people need to know that our dear Savior died here a long, long time ago. He said silver and gold can't buy you a home. Things of this world, they won't last you long. But you can live in a world where you'll never grow old. And things can't be bought there with silver and gold. His eyes shone like diamonds, and his smile was heaven sent. His hair was long and flowing, and his back was slightly bent. And I knew he knew it, for that day I changed. And as I watched him walk on, I forgot to get his name. He said, silver and gold can't buy you a home. This world is ended and your time is gone, but you can live in a world where you'll never grow old. And things can't be bought there with silver and gold. No, time can't be bought back with silver and gold.
Gave him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, this is old 97, so put her in the Spencer on time. Well, he turned and said to his black.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Bill Likens and Intentional Grass. Recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Bill Likens and Intentional Grass after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.